I was 15 years old. I lived in Diggs in London, and it was my very first job. And I was led to believe that the boss of that office, which was male-dominated, that was the thing you did. You did as he said, or you had no job.
And what did he say? What were the circumstances that you found yourself put in by him?
Groping, kissing. It was just revolting. I used to go home to my digs and get in the bath. I felt absolutely disgusted with myself. And since then, I've gone on in the more modern world to... It put me off men, let me put it like that. I went on in the modern world to be heavily involved with union stuff, and then I realised that what a fool I had been for that 6 months. I badly needed the job. I lived in Diggs. I couldn't do anything about it. The other members of staff, as I say, were male-dominated. They just turned their back. They all knew that it was happening, but nobody gave me any encouraging. They're just like a load of leeches. It was just horrible. I just didn't realise it still went on.
I can hear the anger in your voice as you talk about it.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. And I think it's good that people hear the anger in your voice. Why didn't you... The question that the victims of this kind of behaviour in the workplace are often asked is, why didn't you do something? Why didn't you blow the whistle? Was it the fact that you were, only 15, 16 years old and you just you couldn't do anything?
I just thought it was normal. That is what I was told. If you want a job, this is what you do. I wouldn't have dreamt of telling anyone. I didn't tell a soul, not my friends, nobody. I mean, it's so well planted into my head. I can remember he sucked mint imperials in my face. And, now... You'd be a very sorry chappy if you did. But in those days, I just felt completely helpless and alone. It was just stupid.
Just looking back as an adult now, looking back, what do you think it was about him that led him to do that? Was it a power thing? Did he have some kind of sexual confusion himself? Why did he do it?
He was a married man, for goodness sake. Well, to me, that was sanctimony. You know, I couldn't ever understand it. He was a lecherous old man. And as soon as I was in any... I used to find myself dodging the desks, if you like. It sounds stupid now, doesn't it? I used to find myself dodging the desks. I'd walk differently and I would move differently. But I still would tolerate it because that was my job and I lived in Diggs and I needed the money.
Mary, I know it doesn't make any difference and it's not up to me to apologise, but I'm sorry what you went through all those years ago.
I just wanted to make the point that it never actually goes away. And I'm horrified. It just makes me sick when I hear other people who have this... similar or the same, because it does stick in your throat for many, many years. I mean, I'm 70 now, so I've seen a lot of lives since then, and people certainly wouldn't do it to me now. The wrinkles would put them off my look.
Your sense of humour has survived it all, Mary. Nice to speak to you. Thanks for your call.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.